Here are today's funeral announcements. Linda Carrier, 76 of Bloomer, passed away on May 22nd. The graveside service for Linda Carrier will be held at North Catholic Cemetery in Bloomer today at 11 a.m. James Jim Waite, 68 of Cumberland, passed away on June 14th. A private family service will be held for James Waite. Roger Robertson, 83 of Rice Lake, passed away on June 11th. The funeral service for Roger Robertson will be held at First Lutheran Church in Cumberland on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Visitation is today from 4 until 7 p.m. at Skinner Funeral Home in Cumberland and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Wednesday at the church. Sharon Pearson, 83 of Rice Lake, passed away on June 17th. The funeral service for Sharon Pearson will be held at Appyard's Home for Funerals in Rice Lake on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Wednesday at the funeral home. Donna Peterson, 88 of Bloomer, passed away on June 19th. The funeral mass for Donna Peterson will be held at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Bloomer on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Wednesday at the church. Brian Harrison, 45 of Shell Lake, passed away on June 19th. The celebration of life for Brian Harrison will be held at Shell Lake Full Gospel Church on Thursday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Thursday at the church. Joseph Blackinger, 81 of Elmina, passed away on June 22nd. The memorial mass for Joseph Blackinger will be held at Church of Sacred Heart of Elmina on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. at Skinner Funeral Home in Turtle Lake and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Friday at the church. Lee Swan, 86 of Barron, passed away on June 10th. The funeral service for Lee Swan will be held at First Baptist Church in Barron on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Friday at the church. Sherry Swatsky, 60 of Cook, Minnesota, passed away on June 12th. The celebration of life for Sherry Swatsky will be held at Camp Vermilion in Cook, Minnesota on Friday at 3 p.m. Visitation is 2 until 3 p.m. on Friday at the camp. And that's a look at today's funeral announcements.